By the end of this video, you are going to know exactly what to do and what not to do when you're dating these men and you're looking for a serious long-term relationship. You're not trying to be in a situationship. You're not trying to fall for the same red flags. No, because you are ready to live your best life. You're ready to have that dream relationship. So I have my notes right here and I'm going to give you 5 things you should do and 5 things you shouldn't do when you're dating men. These are just personal insights that I have gotten from my personal dating experience and going from being single to dating to now being engaged and now I'm planning a wedding. So I think it's safe to say that I have learned some things. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything, but I can definitely pass some of my wisdom on to you to help you with your journey. So the number one thing that you should do, this comes before anything, okay, is know that you are a queen. Know that your energy is valuable. Confidence, self-worth, and self-esteem is the foundation for everything. If you don't deeply understand that you bring value and you are valuable, you're not going to be able to communicate, set boundaries, and like have actual discernment as to what men are high value and what men are just pretending because they want access to you.
If you're interested in self-improvement, then these cards will beautifully add to your journey. Affirmations are an easy and effective way to overcome limiting beliefs and improve your emotions. Go to shopaffirmations.com to check them out.
The second thing that you should do when you're dating men is listen to them more than you're speaking. Especially when you're first getting to know them, you really want to hear what they're saying because a lot of us, we overthink things and we want to read into everything. But just look at what he's saying, look at what he's doing and see if that aligns with you. Don't try to change him. Don't try to convince him with your words. Don't try to educate him. That is not your job. You are not his mother. When you are dating these men, you're supposed to be getting to know them, hearing what it is that they are proud of, what it is that they want to accomplish, what they see for their future. Because if you try to tell them everything you want and you're not listening to them, you could end up in relationships where this man was never intending to give you that. You just wanted the relationship to work so bad that you just kept talking and talking and telling him exactly what you wanted and creating this fairy tale that simply did not exist. He never agreed to it. None of it was his idea. The third thing you should do when dating men is to give them positive attention when they deserve it. When they are doing the things that you want them to do. As a woman, your feminine energy is so powerful. Just a man being around you, it makes him live longer, it makes him healthier, it makes him more motivated. When a man is in love and when a woman is in love, both people are just elevated to another level. So you need to know that you are valuable. You do bring something through your being, just for who you are. You don't have to try so hard to get them to like you. You don't have to like be so nice to them all the time. It's actually better that you reserve your energy a little bit, focus all of that excess positive energy and attention to yourself, and then be intentional with how you validate them. Because if you're always giving them validation for free, for just existing, and they don't have to work for anything, then they're not going to really be motivated to do anything else. You have to have these levels of gratitude that I've told you about. You have to be able to give appropriate amounts of validation for the things that they do for you. Because if you're trying too hard to validate them because you're a people pleaser and you want them to like you based off of how much you like them, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. He is going to like you based off of his own thoughts and his own feelings. It has nothing to do with what you're doing or what you're saying. But there are behaviors that obviously you could be repelling him, or you could be speaking in a certain way that is just completely unattractive, even though he did want you in the first place. I talk about all those communication tips in my How to Talk to Men series, but with this tip that I'm giving you right now, don't overly validate men. Validate them for the things that you want them to do. So in my couple, I always validate him for being a protector, being a provider, taking care of me, being kind to me. I don't do this because I want him to do more things for me, but I do this because I'm genuinely grateful. Like, I'm genuinely grateful for when he shows up as his best self, for when he shows up as my dream guy, the guy that I've manifested. So if I don't show gratitude for that, I could sabotage the relationship. You always want to show gratitude for the things that they're doing right. It's easy to get stuck on like the things they're doing wrong, but try to focus on the positive. The fourth thing that you should do when you're dating men is don't forget to take care of yourself. Don't forget to isolate yourself from time to time. When you're in a relationship, it's easy to want to be with the other person all the time and always thinking about them, always talking about them. But you have to remember your own identity. You have to remember who you are. You are an individual, okay? So from time to time, it's really valuable if you just take some time for yourself. You know, sometimes I like to take the day and just be away and just go somewhere else or do something else or work all day or just immerse myself in my hobbies, immerse myself in my interests, in social gatherings, and just focus on the things that make me who I am, apart from being this person's partner. Because as a partner, we have an identity, right? As a couple, we have our couple identity, and then we have our individual identities. So it's important that each person has their own alone time, right? So you also want to allow them to have their alone time. Don't be so needy and like clinging to them all the time. Don't assume that because they want some time to themselves that they just don't like you that much. No, it's perfectly humanly healthy to need alone time, as long as there's the balance where you're still getting enough quality time. Okay, so we have one more tip before we move on to the things that you shouldn't do in a relationship. But the fifth thing that you should do in your relationship when you're dating a man is you need to speak from the heart. This has helped me so much. This has helped me so much. Speak from your heart, from your desires, and let him use his brain. Let him use his brain. Don't micromanage him. Don't tell him everything, how to do it, what to do, when to do it, why to do it. No. Tell him what you want. Tell him what would make you happy and allow him to execute that in the way that he sees fit. When you communicate from your desires and you tell them what you like, what makes you happy, what brings you joy, what makes you so excited from your heart, they're more inclined to get creative, use their brain, and want to do something for you. It feels like it's their idea, they're doing it in their own way, and that way you feel more appreciated and they feel valued for what they're doing. Okay, so let's move on to the things you shouldn't be doing when you're dating these men. Okay, these are things that I have learned by making my own mistakes. I've also learned from my friends' mistakes, my family's mistakes, and from your mistakes, because I do hear from a lot of you in the comments. And of course, you know, I'm speaking with some of you privately. So if you haven't been taking notes, now's the time to start taking notes, because some of these things could not only ruin your relationship, but they could also set you up for bad situations with people. The first thing you should not do when you're dating men is constantly one-up them in conversation when they're trying to get some kind of validation. You have to be observant and be aware when a man is seeking validation from you. Why is he seeking validation from you? What is he saying in order to get validation from you? And what does he want to hear? When you know what someone wants to hear, that doesn't mean you have to tell them what they want to hear, but be aware of it, because you could be literally shooting him down when he's seeking validation, and you could have easily given him that validation and it would have been fine, but you just didn't know that that's what he wanted. A lot of these times when men are telling you these things on dates, like their accomplishments, what they did at work today, who they met with, transactions that they're doing, like ideas that they have, they want to impress you. They're trying to entertain you and impress you and have you think that they're cool, okay? So if you are then taking that time to tell them, oh yeah, I also did that. I also actually make more money than you, and or I'm cooler than you, and I actually am not impressed by anything that you're saying. When you one-up them, that's what they hear. They're hearing like, oh, okay, you're not impressed by me. Like, okay, you don't even really like me. Fine. It's like, imagine if you went shopping and you got a new dress, or you went and got your hair done or something, and you go up to him, you tell him, oh yeah, like I got my hair done today. You don't want him to be like, oh yeah, I got my hair done yesterday. You want him to tell you, oh wow, yeah, your hair looks great, beautiful, do you like it? Like, you want him to give you that attention, give you that validation. So they also deserve to get validation and attention too when they're trying to get that, right? So be very aware what the vibe of the conversation is. Like, understand, okay, is he trying to get validation? Is he trying to impress me? Or are we just having like a very casual, you know, conversation, talking about a certain topic or discussing something? You need to have social intelligence, social awareness, okay? Luckily, as a woman, you already are naturally intuitive. It's just a matter of awakening that part of you. The second thing that you really want to avoid doing in a relationship with a man is telling him how to do business. He does not want business advice from you, okay? It does not matter how successful you are, how intelligent you are. You're probably right. Whatever you're telling him, you're probably right. That is not your job. You are not his business mentor, okay? He is not paying you as a business consultant. You are his girlfriend. You are going on a date with him. You are his fiance. You are his wife. That is not what you're there for. If he wanted a business consultant, he would hire one, okay? You can obviously help your partner when you're together, when you're with someone for a long time, you grow together. So you can't say that, oh, you can never help him with his business. I'm not saying that you can never like give him any advice or help him in any way. Of course, you want to support your man, of course. But you don't want to take that role of thinking like, oh, I know so much more and I'm going to help you. You don't want to take that role of superiority with your man, because first of all, it doesn't feel good to you. Then you feel like, wait, why do I have to tell him how to run business? Like, he should be able to handle that. Like, I shouldn't have to help him with his business. You don't want to feel that way. And then he also doesn't want to be emasculated. He doesn't want to feel like, wait, she doesn't trust me to run my business. Like, does she not feel like I have enough success? Like, what is going on here? So I like to follow the rule that if they don't ask you for advice, don't give it to them. If they don't explicitly ask you for something, don't give it to them. And even when they do ask you, I like to test them a little bit. I like to test them to make sure they really want some advice, or if they just want to verbalize things. Because a lot of the times people like to talk, but they don't necessarily want advice. They just want you to be a bouncing board for their own process. So I like to test them, and I like to, like, if they ask me like, oh, what do you think I should do, or how should I handle this situation, I'm like, it's an interesting situation because you have this part and then you have this part. Have you had a situation like this before? You know, I ask them a question back, because I'm like, okay, let's talk about this. Do you really need my advice? Or like, what do you want right now? And 80% of the time when I do that, they like figure it out themselves and they don't need anything from me anymore. So understand, again, this has to do with being able to read the vibe, being able to know, what does someone actually want from me right now? Do they want advice? Do they want validation? Do they just want someone to talk to? Because if you understand that, 99% of the time, you can give them that. Okay. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you know it and you can do it and you're happy to do it, that's going to improve your relationship. 99 to 100% of the time, it's going to improve your relationship. The third thing that you should never do when you're dating these men is post them on your social media. You should not be posting them. You should not be showing them off. You should not be putting them out there, like tagging their companies in your content if they're business owners or if they're social media people. Like, you shouldn't be tagging them. If you post your man, it's because you're married or engaged and it's like a special event, like it's a Christmas party or some kind of situation where it would make sense that you would post the family or you would post you and your man. But you're not like every day, like constantly posting him, talking about him. Like, it's just no. If you're in a committed relationship, it's different. It's up to you how much you want to post them. But when you're first dating, you should not be showing that to anyone. They haven't proven themselves to you that they're going to stay in your life. So you shouldn't be showing them off and giving them unnecessary publicity, right? Especially if you tag them too. Like, what are you doing? You're literally sending them direct leads. Like, you are tagging this person on your story. There is a list of women or people clicking on that, finding this man to specifically reach out to him. Like, do not underestimate how jealous people can be and how like nosy people can be. They just want to know everything. So if you put it out there, people are going to look into it. People are going to stalk you. People are going to like not stalk you in like, you know, outside your house, but they're just going to like investigate more based off what you're giving them. So don't give people too much if your situation isn't secure, because if you're just starting to talk to someone and this guy hasn't committed to you yet, like you're just still getting to know each other, you post him, you tag him, everyone knows you're talking to him, it's too soon in the relationship. Someone else could swoop in and talk bad about you. Rumors could come out. People could try to sabotage your relationship or try to like pursue him just to like have him instead of you, or you know, just cause distractions. You don't need all these distractions. You need to be sure that he's invested in you before you even bring him to your friends and family, especially before you bring him to social media, because social media is your friends, your family, and then the whole world. So you want to save that for later, right? Like, my man met my entire family, most of my friends before my whole social media met him. Like, he met everyone that was in my life. So, and even before my social media met him, like, there's like one photo when we got engaged. Like, I'm not there constantly taking photos of us and like putting it on social media. We're living our couple life. I'm here to teach you. I'm here to talk to you. I'm here to have our girl chats. I'm here to talk to the girls. I'm not here to like show off my man, show off my lifestyle. Like, I tried to give you guys a little insight because I know you want to know. And I know a lot of you have asked like if he could come on YouTube or like he could. Probably not. Like, probably not. I'm not going to ask my man to come and like talk on a YouTube video because he's busy, he's working, he's living his life, and we don't have a relationship where it's surrounded by social media. Like, that's my thing. That's my world. He has his own world where he does his hobbies and his things. So would he ever come on the channel and like talk? Maybe for like a little fun thing, maybe, but I don't suspect that happening anytime soon just because it's not our mutual interest right now. And again, I'm very wary of like promoting and showing off my man on social media for people to get ideas. Like, don't start getting ideas. And I don't want him to start getting ideas that he needs to be on here talking to people. Like, no, he does not need to be on here talking to anyone. He can talk to me. He can talk to our dog. He can talk to his coworkers, and yeah, that's about it. The fourth thing that you never want to do in a relationship is to downplay his ability to protect you and provide for you. Specifically, if you are the type of woman that you're more on the feminine side, you like to be in a relationship where you're provided for, you have your hobbies, even if you're ambitious, you still like to have the safety of knowing that your man wants to protect you, he wants to provide for you, he's masculine. That's just what you're attracted to. If that's the case, then you really do not want to criticize him for doing the thing that you want him to do. So if you want him to do more, you do that by validating him for what he's already doing, positive reinforcement, and you want to speak from the heart what you want, more of what you want, more abundance, speak more abundance into existence. Don't criticize things and be in limitation and lack, right? This was in the first part of the video. I told you one of the tips was to speak from the heart and let him use his brain. Well, exactly here. You want to validate him for what he's doing. Don't downplay his attempts, right? Be grateful, because if you're not grateful for what he's already doing, he's not going to see an incentive to do more. Okay. He needs to feel like, okay, she appreciates me for what I'm doing, and I have an incentive to do more because there's more validation I can get. There's something else I can get, right? He sees the value in doing more because you validate him more or you show him more attention. If my man is cooking something for me, I'm not gonna go and tell him, oh, you need to add seasoning. Oh, it doesn't taste really good. No, I'm gonna tell him, wow, this is great. Thank you. Thank you for cooking this dinner for me. Right? I appreciate that. Oh, thank you for cleaning up. Oh, thank you for taking out the garbage. Oh, thank you for putting together that shelf that I needed for my plants. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, you're not screwing in the shelf properly. No. If you need to correct someone because they're doing something wrong and you can clearly see he's doing something wrong, bring his attention to it. Don't tell him what to do and don't downgrade what he's doing. Don't downplay what he's doing and make it seem like you're not grateful. Just point out something that you see. Just be like, oh, is that crooked? Or, oh, does that look right to you? Like, just bring his attention to it. He'll notice it. They have brains. Men do indeed have brains. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it because they don't think like us, but they do indeed have brains. They can think. They are capable. And if you just calm down a little bit, have some faith in them, they will deliver, okay? They're more capable than you think, all right? They're smarter than you think. But you need to stop, like, forcing it and focus on yourself, okay? Focus on being grateful. The more grateful you are, the better it's gonna go, okay? And focus on yourself. If you feel like he's not doing something for you and you wanted him to do it for yourself. Show gratitude to yourself for doing it. He'll pick up on that. He'll be like, wow, she went, figured it out for herself. Look how happy she is. And she's ignoring me because she's spending all this attention on herself. Maybe if I want that attention, I should do it for her instead. You know, I'll pick up on that, right? It's like, have you heard people give the advice like, oh, if you want him to buy you flowers, buy yourself flowers. Yeah, literally, buy yourself flowers. Put the flowers on the table. Talk about the flowers all day, every day. Like, wow, they're so beautiful. Ooh, I love these flowers. Oh, aren't these flowers pretty? Ooh, I think I want to try pink flowers next or yellow flowers next. Constantly just talk about it. Bring it to his attention. He's going to use his brain if he likes you, if he wants to impress you, and he wants more attention from you because you're not giving him, you're giving him enough validation, but you're not over giving validation. Then he's going to be like, oh, look, I was at the store. I saw these flowers. I got them for you. He's going to just naturally want to please you because you're validating him for the things that you want him to do for you. And you're not over giving validation just because you want him to like you, because you know that's not going to make him like you. You're giving all that excess energy back into yourself and showing him how to treat you by example, by how you treat yourself, by the standards you have for yourself. last but not least, the fifth thing that you should not do while you're dating these men. If you're still watching this video, let me know in the comments what your key takeaways are so far, or let me know if you have any questions about anything I've said so far. The last tip I'm going to give you is try not to control people. Try not to nag him. The last thing you want to do is be the nagging wife. Be that person that is talked about in a way that's like, oh yeah, she's just always nagging me, always bossing me around. I'm a victim. Someone come save me. Like, you don't want to be that girl. You don't want to be that girl that guy's like feels like, oh my God, she's just too much. You know, she's constantly nagging me. She's constantly trying to control me. I can't breathe. So, like I said before, communicating from the heart and not trying to micromanage him, that's going to help because it's going to allow him to do things because he wants to and not because you're making him do it. And it's also understanding that you're capable, right? If you're nagging someone, it's because you're desperate. So understand that when you're nagging him, you're communicating desperation. Because I'm not going to nag anyone, because if I have to ask you twice, I'll just ask somebody else who'll do it, you know? I'll go figure it out for myself. I'm not going to tell you like, oh, you better do this or else I'm going to go figure it out or else I'm going to leave you. I don't give ultimatums. I'm not nagging away running my mouth. I know though. I know. Quietly, but I know it. I'm not going to settle for less. I get to have what I want. I have the self-worth. I have that feminine self-concept that I'm always telling you guys about. I have that self-esteem to where I know I can get it somewhere else. So if you're going to constantly be a problem for me and I have to like nag you or I have to feel like I have to tell you multiple times the same thing, like it's just not worth the hassle. I love my life way too much. I love myself way too much. It's just not worth it. You know, when I have that understanding, when you have that understanding, when I started really understanding that and really valuing myself, my past relationships had all been like very low effort men. Like all these tips that I'm telling you had not activated in my mind yet. So I was literally just like, I was thinking I had to settle for whatever was available to me. But when it finally clicked that, listen, you're more valuable than this. You don't need to settle for less. All of a sudden, it's like the people around me knew. They could feel a shift because I stopped hearing from the same people I was hearing from. I started hearing from different people. I started hearing from people in a different way. People are treating me differently. And it's because I command that. It's not because I'm constantly telling people that they have to treat me with respect. I know it seems that way based off my videos and the way you see me speak to you, but that's because I'm here making content for you. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to teach and get a point across. I'm not in my natural state that I am when I wake up and live my life every day in the real world. So take everything I say with a grain of salt. If you want to chat with me privately or you want to check out any of my books or my journals or my positive affirmations, then go to modelpatty.com. I love you and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.